So yesterday I did a little bit of Christmas shopping and was driving around. Wow, everybody's out. I think you all know that. But, I could get aggravated with that. Oh, look at all the traffic. But, I'm not gonna let anything steal my peace. Or at least I'm trying so hard to not let anything steal my peace. So I'd drive by houses and they'd be decorated and Santa's out in front. And all that. Oh, that's cool. Because what we've been talking about lately is what he's hidden from the wise and the learned, he's revealed to the childlike. We're called to have a playfulness in our spirit. That's where peace comes, where we just rest in the arms of God. And we know he's taking care of us, and he wants us to celebrate this great gift of life that he's given us. Since the Garden of Eden, Satan has been inciting souls to rise above God, to know better than God, to produce their own idea of truth. So here's a quote from Genesis 3:5. Your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. I actually wrote this in a column I wrote this past Friday. And I went on to say, in modern parlance, Satan could say, your eyes will be open, and you will become woke. Your eyes will be opened and you will become woke. We hear that term a lot. We're almost sick and tired of it. But it does kind of sum up what's going on in the world right now. And it's exactly this. You'll become like God. You'll know better than God. Okay? You'll have a superior knowledge to God. Your own idea of good and evil, right and wrong. That's really the definition of what woke means, right? In the context of what we're talking about. Now, I say that today because the scripture passage today ends with, right? Ready for it? When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. There's two ways to be awakened. There's one that's enticed by the serpent, that lets us think that we can be superior to God. And so then what happens? Then all those who actually follow the will of God, that want to please God in all ways, want to obey his will, right? Well, they're a joke. Yeah, and what are we? Shamed. And we're told we're deplorable or whatever else, right? So that what? That might entice more people to say, well, I don't want to be with that fanatical, extremist, deplorable crowd. I want to be with those who are superior in our culture today. My brothers and sisters, that's what's going on right now. And all of this is an attempt to steal our peace. Here we are just days away from Christmas. I pray I've got peace. It ain't easy, okay? But I got it. And I've been working hard at my prayer life. Like you see, I lost some weight, lifting weights, but I'm going after it. Darn it, serpent, you're not going to steal my peace. You're not going to do it. But we're facing many challenges, and I think they've ramped up in the last few years. Here's what they're up to. The demonic tactic of those in power is they'll try to blow up the economy. They'll overwhelm the country with millions of illegal aliens. They'll incite domestic terrorism, abuse a virus to inflict fear and compliance, disparage law enforcement and grant leniency to criminals to raise the level of crime, flood the nation with deadly narcotics, and humiliate, cancel, and shame any detractors of their pagan woke religion. Really, in this context, that's what we're talking about. Woke and paganism are synonymous. They're the exact same thing. It's a kind of counter-religious that stands against the truths of sacred scripture, against the will of God. Now, I saw this onslaught coming just a few years ago. And while I prayed for my family, I turned my private chapel into My walls adorned with pictures of my family, and I'm praying hard for them. I don't want them swept away by this paganism that is coming in like a torrential rain, sweeping our loved ones away. When I got peace is because, first of all, I know I'm following the will of God. At least I'm trying my best. I want to please Him. And there's a peace that comes from that. A serenity. I've been praying, Jesus, keep me as the apple of your eye. Once again, that just, apple of your eye means you can actually be so close you see a reflection in a person's eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wing. And Mary, cover me in your mantle. This while Satan is trying to dismantle everything, we have the protection of Mary's mantle. And we've got to stay there. Distressing news. Last night we found out that the Vatican took away the priestly faculties of Father Frank Pavone, a leader in the pro-life movement in our nation. We weren't told why. Yeah, this could rob us of our peace. That's kind of the MO of those who are canceling. They don't tell you why. Oh, they might make broad generalizations, but they don't tell you why. Why? Because it's a tyranny. That's what we moved into. It's a tyranny. I've said this before and I'll say it again. And I love Bishop Hine, I do. But man, Bishop Morlino, I mean, y'all know, he lived in the secular newspaper news. I mean, they hated him. He was such a threat because he spoke against woke. He wouldn't let it happen. Oftentimes, I'd listen to his homily on one morning and go, oh, I watched that on Fox News the night before too, Bishop. Why? You had a strong sense that he was our dad. Just like I did with my private chapel. I can't let my family fall prey to this demon that wants to steal our peace, that wants to confuse us, that wants to get in our ear like he got in Eve's ear. You'll become like gods. You'll know good and evil. You'll be superior to God. Oh, it's enticing to be counted among the superior. But he wouldn't have any of it. He begged his priests, preach the truth with love. Right? I pray I do that. I pray that sometimes love might sound like you snakes, you brood of vipers. That's a direct quote from Jesus Christ. But its intention is love. I mean, are you kidding me? Father Frank Pavone. Now, he's the next one. I don't know if it's going to happen to me. I know I got my disciplinary action. I don't know if I'll be canceled. But here's what I won't do. I won't abandon you. While far too many bishops have abandoned their families, unlike Bishop Morlino, I won't abandon you. We need to understand what the devil's up to. We need to understand that he wants more than anything else to steal our peace. And we're not going to let him do that. You all, like St. Joseph, you awoke. I put it another way, I like to say, you get it. Right? You get it. This list I just
spoke. Not telling you anything new? You get it, while many people unfortunately do not. They have not awakened. What does awakened mean in this context? It means at some point in our lives, and for me, I think it was 23 years old, I practiced my religion up till then, but at 23, I woke. I was awakened. And I wanted nothing more than to do the will of God. And I said, I'm going into seminary. That was mine. I think you all could tell your story. But wasn't there one point where you went, nope, Satan in the world, you can't have me. You can't have me. You're not going to fool me any longer. You're not going to trick me. Which was Eve's explanation to God in the garden. The serpent tricked me. You're not going to trick me. I'm going to have the light of Christ on me, and that's going to bring me an understanding of what God wants, not what I want, in my life. And the peace floods in. To live in that place, under the shadow of his wing, covered with Mary's mantle, we move out under the protection of God. So my brothers and sisters, I mean, they did this to Father Frank, 7 days before Christmas? You're not stealing our peace. Let's pray for Father Frank Pavone. Let's pray for all these courageous John the Baptists who are getting canceled, their ministries beheaded. Let's pray most especially for our bishops, who, like the first apostles, began their ministry behind a locked door in that upper room until Jesus breathed on them. Jesus Christ, breathe on our bishops. Get those cowards out from under behind the door and get them out in the face of these tyrants. This isn't a business. This is your family, bishops. You can sit on the edge of the pasture and watch the wolves devour them. Like never before, we need to pray. Oh, this tyranny is severe. Jeepers. Abusing a virus, inciting domestic terrorism in the streets. But if we dare say anything of what these tyrants are up to, you're being political. You must be punished. Which is a tactic of the pagans. Oh, we can get them silenced. By calling them political for shining a light on what the tyrants are up to. I was going to bring over Bishop Marlino Zucchetto. The staff gave it to me after he passed. They knew how close we were. Oh, I can obey this man who came into this diocese. Only 4 men studying and all of seminary training. Within a few years, 33. We were sharing a news report from 2015. 6 ordained in that year. The local news picked that up. Why? Strength. Strong Catholic identity. Truth. Reverence. Strength. That's what attracts vocations. This whole into the deep, I think I recall one line they said, and I don't recall it being that bad, but there wasn't one ordination in the whole decade of the 1990s? He's here a few years, 6 in 1 year. We rivaled all the largest archdioceses out there. We need to obey authority. But not authority that complies with pagans. I do have peace. I think the challenges that we face has made us try harder to get stronger. I call it resistance training. The harder that weight, the stronger your muscle. That's what we're doing right now. Don't let that demon steal your peace. I'll just end with this. You're my family. We're family together. We have to have each other's back. Begins with prayer. But in every way God shows us. But in particular, go after your own blood, your own family, in every way that God will show you. Don't let the demon steal their peace. With a week away till Christmas, I pray that this Christmas be filled with the peace and joy of the child Jesus reigning in our hearts. You're my family. I mean it. I love you. I mean it. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.